KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:06, we have cloudy skies, a little bit of mist still in the air. We do look for cloudy skies with a mixture of rain, sleet, and wet snow, sticking mainly to the grassy areas today in a high of 37. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with a check of KJAN News, brought to you by Lindeman Tractor, offering you farm equipment that works as hard as you do. There is a winter weather advisory in effect until 7 p.m. this evening for Crawford, Carroll, Greene, Audubon, and Guthrie counties in our listening area. Mixed precipitation can be expected there, with additional snow accumulations of 2 to 4 inches and ice accumulations up to 1/10 of an inch expected. The Atlantic City Council is set to meet this evening at 5:30 in their chambers at City Hall, and among the items on their agenda is a presentation by Nishna Valley YMCA Director Dan Haynes with regard to upcoming improvements to the YMCA building, and discussion with regard to a possible contribution to the YMCA Iowa West Foundation grant. A number of improvements at the Y will be financed through the grant. City Administrator John Lund says a contribution from the city will reflect well on the YMCA's application to the foundation. If the council chooses to make a contribution, Lund says it could appropriate those funds from the Recreation Center Improvement Reserve, YMCA fund, for which local option sales tax and the contribution from AMU are deposited. The fund is expected to close at the end of fiscal year 2018 with a balance of slightly more than $139,540. In other business, the council will hear from Atlantic Chamber Director Bailey Smith and CADCO Executive Director Russell Joyce with regard to a working group having been formed to address concerns over the recent loss of several businesses in the downtown district. They're expected to showcase many of the current programs in place to help recruit new businesses and expanding businesses, as well as some new initiatives and a proposal to jumpstart entrepreneurial enterprises, including a plan by several independent business leaders to partner in pledging money to persons looking to start a business in the community. The council will also act on the third and final reading of an ordinance removing the north-south-only stop signs on Sunnyside Lane at the intersection with 6th Street. As we previously mentioned, the move, if approved after the third reading, is designed to improve traffic flow through the area in light of the increase in traffic for the ethanol plant. The Atlantic City Council is also expected to act on approving the mayor's appointment of Joyce Jensen to the Board of Adjustment to fill a vacancy, and the reappointments of Mary Ward and Christina Bateman to the Board of Adjustment. And at the beginning of their meeting tonight, the council will receive a presentation from Dolly Bergman with regard to the city's having received a Tree City USA Award for the 22nd year running. The award ceremony took place on April the 4th. Bergman has been instrumental to the city's receiving the honor. Officials of the Atlantic Police Department yesterday released a report on recent arrests. On Monday, 23-year-old Nicholas Renner of Atlantic was arrested for simple assault, and 18-year-old Peyton Hill of Menlo was arrested for theft in the fifth degree or shoplifting. On April 9th, 29-year-old Brittany McMartin of Atlantic was arrested for OWI. And on April 6th, 37-year-old Tabitha Clark of Atlantic was arrested on a Cass County warrant for probation violation. Three of the subjects were booked into the Cass County jail while Peyton Hill was cited into court and then released. A vote is expected today in the U.S. House on a bill drafted by Iowa Congressman David Young that seeks to crack down on identity thieves and help the victims of such fraud.
Many in the 3rd District of Iowa have spoken to me about their fear of having their identity, bank or credit card numbers, and other personal information stolen.
The Justice for Victims of IRS Scams and Identity Theft Act would require the Attorney General and Treasury Secretary to submit reports to Congress detailing how they have prosecuted identity theft crimes. According to Young, Americans lose billions of dollars to con artists, and many Iowans worry about getting a call from their bank or credit card company explaining that their information has been stolen.
This reality can turn an individual's and a family's world upside down. Millions of Americans have gotten that call, and many have lost everything because of identity theft.
A 2016 report indicated Americans submitted up to 14,000 complaints about IRS impersonation scams every week.
This is serious. These scams are indiscriminate and can impact any person at any time.
Young added the Department of Justice should suggest what can be done to deter criminals and prevent identity theft from happening. And the Pottawatomie County Sheriff's Office said yesterday a man had been arrested Monday on a warrant for failure to comply with Iowa's sex offender registry and for possessing a knife after he was found hiding in a closet. A Pott County deputy was conducting a routine surveillance check at the Regal Towers and arrested 43-year-old Shane Elam Rouse of Council Bluffs, a resident of the complex. Rouse was seen entering on video a room and remaining in the room until just before 1 p.m. when he left and began walking toward the elevators on the 6th floor. The deputy waited at the elevators on the 1st floor for Rouse to exit, but he failed to do so. Probation officers then arrived and assisted in taking Rouse into custody. The probation officers and deputy began watching surveillance cameras again, and they discovered that Rouse did not get to the elevators, but instead hid on the 6th floor in a trash closet. The deputies and the probation officers opened the trash closet door where Rouse was hiding and took him into custody without further incident. They discovered on his person a knife exceeding 5 inches in length, and the knife was seized as evidence. Rouse was transported to the Pot County Jail and booked in on the warrant. The sheriff's office said also 36-year-old Michael Angelo Collins of Council Bluffs was served with a warrant for failure to appear on a charge of domestic abuse assault with injury or mental illness. Collins was being held in the Pot County Jail. He was read the warrant and then returned to his cell. In the funeral announcements, Calvin Hoig, age 85, of Elkhorn, died Thursday at the Salem Lutheran Home. Funeral services for Calvin Hoig will be today at 10:30 at the Elkhorn Lutheran Church. Hockenberry Family Care of Atlantic has arrangements. Rhonda Sue Edgecombe, age 53, of Harlan, died Sunday in Omaha. Funeral services for Rhonda Sue Edgecombe will be held tomorrow at 11 o'clock at the Pauley Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. Merlin Tasto, age 96, of Atlantic and formerly of Malvern, died Sunday. A funeral service for Merlin Tasto will be tomorrow at 11 a.m. at the Lus Hills Funeral Home in Malvern. Doris Adams, age 82, of Panora, died Tuesday in Ankeny. Funeral services for Doris Adams will be on Friday at 10:30 at the Panora Christian Church. Twig Funeral Home in Panora has arrangements. Mildred Reinig, age 94, of Harlan, died Sunday. A massive Christian burial for Mildred Reinig will be this Saturday at 11 o'clock at St. Mary Our Lady of Fatima Church in Portsmouth. Pauley Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Richard Anderson, age 81, of Arizona and formerly of Brayton, died January 27th. A celebration of life memorial service for Richard Anderson will be Saturday at 2 o'clock at the Kessler Funeral Home in Exira. Edgar Hemphill, age 95, of Atlantic, died Friday. Funeral services for Edgar Hemphill will be this Saturday at 2 o'clock at Hockenberry Family Care in Atlantic. Donna Bell Willis, age 97, of Colorado and formerly of the Cass County area, died March 28th. Memorial graveside services for Donna Bell Willis will be Saturday at 2 o'clock at the Oakwood Cemetery in Lewis. Roland Funeral Home of Atlantic has arrangements. Ron Peterson, age 58, of Exira, died April 7th at his home. A celebration of life memorial gathering for Ron Peterson will be on Sunday at 2 o'clock at the Audubon Memorial Building. Kessler Funeral Home of Audubon has arrangements. Dolores D. Hankey, age 86, of Atlantic, died Monday at the Heritage House. A celebration of life service for D. Hankey will be held April 28th at 2 p.m. at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. And Dallas Havoc, age 101, of Harlan, died Tuesday. Services for Dallas Havoc are pending at Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home in Harlan. The news was brought to you by Lindemann Tractor. Lindemann Tractor is good news for your blues. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.